Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
It's a great day to commemorate a life well lived and the legacy of the late, great Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. How are you? I know a lot of folks feel bereft over the loss of this great woman, her legacy. We'll talk about that. And the fight ahead to fill the crucial seat on the Supreme Court with only 40-something days left before the election. Just heard a very searing speech by presidential candidate Joe Biden. We'll talk about that. Get your take on all things, other things in the cultural cacophony as well, as we go spinning round and round in this chaotic era of Trump. That's all coming up. Some great music, including your Forgotten 45 Surround Things, and you in the mix. Are you listening live? It is Sunday, September 20th. Yeah, we're inching towards fall and the election. It's 12 noon out west. It's at 2 p.m. Central and 3 o'clock here in the east. Our number in motion, 347-85745. I'm sorry, 347-857-4505. Twitter feed is 24/7 at AB Rides Live. We're on podcast, jump in there. And if you are tagging along for that live ride, you can also avail yourself in the PopNet chat box and or the Facebook page. It's all being held by the talented TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, MLA headquarters. Show is brought to you in part by Dunkin'. The universe still runs on Dunkin'. Enjoy all your favorites safely, including their pumpkin spice lattes. Download their app today for contactless ordering. The universe still runs on Dunkin'. Also by Audiophile, music, books, podcasts. Go ahead, caress your ears with everything you want to hear from Audiophile. And our pals at PopNet, it's arts, culture, conversation, on air, online, up and running 24/7. Yes, they do feature select editions of the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show and those robust roundtables, ever more present in number and excitement as we get closer to the big election. All of that coming up, of course. So let's get started, shall we? Because you know what? We can mobilize, we can protest, we can call the Senate, and we can, of course, vote. People, got the power. Let's get going. Kicking things open on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show.
Thank you. to the Martian ship. Many thoughts a day to God from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing another song of freedom? For all I ever heard, redemption song, redemption song. Emancipate yourself from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. And how long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? And some said it's just a part of it. Well, we've got to fulfill the book. Won't you hear me sing another song of freedom? It's all I ever had. Redemption song, yes, Lord. Redemption song. Redemption song. Wop, chew, wop, chew, wop.
Come on with the people.
Wop, chew, wop, chew, wop.
Come on with the children.
But none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Something is just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. So won't you hear me sing another song of freedom? It's all I ever had. Oh, yeah. Redemption song.
Yes, Lord.
Redemption song. Redemption song. Redemption song.
I do think that I was born under a very bright star, because you think of my life. I got out of law school. I have top grades. No law firm in the city of New York will hire me. I end up teaching. As I said before, they gave me time to devote to the movement for evening out the rights of women and men. I was not nominated to a vacancy on the Second Circuit. Instead, I was nominated to a vacancy on the D.C. Circuit. Much better place for me to be, because the D.C. Circuit decides a lot of very important questions involving what's going on in our government. So I'll tell you what Justice O'Connor once said to me. She said, suppose we had come of age at a time when women lawyers were welcome at the bar. You know what? Today we would be retired partners from some large law firm. But because that was route was not open to us, we had to find another way, and we both end up on the United States Supreme Court.
We had a lot of experiences today. We took the train on the way here. There were a lot of mean people in London today. I don't know what happened.
You know, sometimes you sound so much like a lawyer.
I've been told that occasionally. Hey, welcome aboard the Amy Beth Darkwish Show. Indigo Girls Captured Live. Hammer and a nail for Seth. And, yeah, don't just sit there. Get out and do something about it. Like Ruth Bader Ginsburg talking about her own life and how so many doors were closed to her when she graduated law school, and that's kind of how she took the route that she took. She and Sandra Day O'Connor opined that if they had more opportunities, they probably would be retired partners from law firms instead of winding up in the Supreme Court, and yet she trailblazed and worked towards so much as a professor and as an advocate, as an ACLU lawyer, then a judge, and then, of course, the Supreme Court justice. So front door locked, go around the back, can't get in there, crawl through a window. She certainly was small and agile enough to do that and certainly sharp enough to use all her wits, all her skills and passion for the greater good indeed. And that's why on Rosh Hashanah, which is considered, if that happens in Jewish tradition, a righteous soul, the most righteous and beloved souls, pass during that time, and she certainly was a righteous soul indeed, left behind oh so much stuff, a legacy of work that helped move this world in the right direction, in my opinion, and of course there's some folks who want to roll it back. Not good. We also heard from Stephen Marley with a group called World of Change. His dad sung Redemption Song, and Patti Smith, People Have the Power. Boy, that music does galvanize us, doesn't it? Kind of lifts you up and it kind of soothes you down at the same time. That's why we'll have more of it as we go, including your Forgotten 45. But, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg, wow. Think about things. I mean, not just the work on the Supreme Court, well, that was mighty, but she did work before that, of course, as a judge and as an attorney, and she presented cases before the Supreme Court, and I think won 6 out of 7, is that right, or 5 out of 6, something like that. You know, things like you take for granted now. Women particularly take things for granted, like can you get your own credit, can you buy your own property, things like that. We're not so like 40 years ago. Amazing when you think about it. We still don't have an equal pay amendment, by the way. She's fought, you know, she's been fighting for that, but we're still not quite there. Title IX, of course, giving women a lot of, and girls, a lot of rights in education. And the LGBTQ rights, voting rights in the crosshairs with the Shelby decision. She had that colorful dissent. The ACA, the Affordable Care Act, is in the crosshairs now as the Trump administration, even though we have 200,000-plus folks dead from COVID, many millions infected and more on the way, despite Donald Trump saying we turned the corner and everything's fine. They're trying to dismantle this and put the kibosh on pre-existing conditions, just throw the whole thing out, which would put millions of people off their insurance at a time when people need it and more people need help from the government in terms of insurance. I mean, just think about what's in the balance, and they're trying to ram through a right-wing darling. The big name that's being bantied about so far has been, or the front runner, is Amy Coney Barrett, who might have legal bona fides. I'm not saying she doesn't have the education, but she's certainly a darling of the right-wing for a reason. She's someone who has purported overturning Roe v. Wade, thought of as the law of the land, a woman's right to choose in the crosshairs. Tom Cotton, who is the senator from Arkansas, who conveniently took himself off the short list when Trump announced that he was on the list to be a possible contender for the Supreme Court nomination before he mentioned that he was going to pick a woman. He took himself off and said, I don't want to be in contention. Well, that's convenient after the fact. But he tweeted that it's time for Roe to go, and this is what they're after. So the right wing is working with Donald Trump because that's what they want. McConnell wants to pack that court. They're going to act ASAP, even though we only have 6 weeks left, even though they blocked the Merrick Garland, Obama's Merrick Garland nomination when we had 8 or 9 months after Antonin Scalia's passing, because they claimed in an election year you shouldn't do it. Lindsey Graham himself said, I can, you know, hold me to my words. If we have a Republican president and the last year they come up with a nominee, I will put it off until after the new president is elected. He just said, no, he's not considering that. And he made some bogus thing about the way that the Democrats treated Kavanaugh as his reasoning. I mean, that is, you got to be kidding me. Lindsey Graham is a sycophant at this point. He is the toady to the president. And by the way, it'll be an upset, I guess, if Jamie Harrison can pull it off. But it's 48-48, according to the latest polls, in South Carolina for the Democrat to win. And other than McConnell, I don't know another Senate Republican who deserves to get the boot and get his arse kicked out of the Senate. McConnell doesn't look like will happen because McConnell is still leading somehow, inexplicably. He doesn't do much for the people of Kentucky, but somehow he has enough money and enough sway. McGrath looks like she's falling by the rafters. She's behind like 12 points. So we'll see how that goes. But to put him on the back bench as the minority leader would at least be better than keeping him where he is now. But if we can get rid of Lindsey Graham, that would be great. Now, to her credit, the concerned Susan Collins has come out to say that she doesn't think it's a good idea and she doesn't want to vote on selections right after the president is elected in November, as has Alaska's Lisa Murkowski. Now, Susan Collins is also in a fight for her political life in Maine. I hope she gets her arse kicked, too, because this woman has done nothing, except now she's coming out. We'll see. So we need two more folks, maybe Mitt Romney, maybe Chuck Grassley, who is in the past has said it's not a good idea. But the hypocrisy looms large, and it's a power grab. It always has been with the Republicans. The Democrats try to take the high road. The old Michelle Obama, when you know they go low, we go high routine, doesn't always work. We got to be able to get gritty and down and dirty and do what we have to stall this thing out. We don't have the votes to overturn it, of course, but we can stall it as much as possible on procedural level because there's only a few weeks left, really, at least till the election. So we're counting on Schumer and company to do that. I kind of wish Nancy Pelosi was the Senate Majority Leader versus the Speaker of the House at this particular time. I just don't know that Schumer has enough grit in him. The way Pelosi, if Pelosi was on the morning shows today saying that, you know, we have a lot of arrows in our quiver. I'm not going to tell you what we're going to do, but we have things we can do. She's a tough customer, so we'll see. But goodness knows there's a lot at stake. So get to it. Protesting is possible, of course, calling your Senate office, put pressure, especially if you live in a red state, to put pressure on those senators, the Republican senators, and, of course, voting. Get a vote plan together. My question for you is, who do you think it benefits now, this motivating factor? Of course, people say Trump is so lucky. Well, of course, he would have three people. He stole one. He'll steal another one. But that not only will he get to stack the court, but he'll also change the subject because people are talking about his reaction to COVID and the comments he made to Bob Woodward, et cetera. My point is the media and all of us, it's incumbent upon us to keep our eyes on the prize, and you can walk and chew gum at the same time, kids. Let's focus on everything. This is important, but so are the other things. Just because he's like Pigpen with his, you know, clouds of chaos swirling around him doesn't mean we take the eye, you know, the eyes off each ball. Everything counts. Everything matters. Everything has to be addressed. And my question is, who's motivated more? The right wing, because they want to see another conservative judge on that court and sway it 6-3. And by the way, that would help Trump immeasurably should the election be contested, and you know it will be on some form or another, and go up to the Supreme Court, give him a big, fat advantage, and that's what he's looking for. So they want to ram it through ASAP. But do you think it motivates the right wing to say, well, yeah, we really want to claim this court back in a major way? Or the Democrats to say, hey, you know, we took the eyes off the prize. We lost so much ground with the Garland situation. We didn't really vote in droves in 2016 in the right places. Are we going to get out there and mobilize and do it? I'm wondering, what do you think? Twitter, AB Writes, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box, also available. Let's see what folks are saying. On the Facebook page, Doug says both, but the Dems more will be motivated. Barbara says, Dems, people who believe they are winning and beating up others without having to do much are never motivated to do anything. And the Republicans are kind of sitting pretty, I guess Barbara's saying. Kind of hear what you're saying. What so you? Dina says, an impeached president should not pick the next Supreme Court justice. Pass it on. Yeah, people, I'm glad you mentioned that, Dina, because you know how I do. I always call him the impeached rogue occupant. The media has dropped the ball on mentioning the fact that Donald Trump has already been impeached. And some people think that Nancy Pelosi could try to impeach him and or Bill Barr again to try to pull off a stall tactic at least. I don't know if there's time for even that or they would do it, but who knows? We'll see. As Joe Biden has said, and he said in his searing speech, which I think he's looking sharper by the day. He really is. The man exudes decency. He exudes compassion. It's a stark contrast between him and what the other guy, Donald Trump, is offering. As he said, let me be clear, the voter should pick a president, and that president should select a successor to Justice Ginsburg. Simple as that. As we know, RBG's last comment to her granddaughter passed it on, was, my most fervent wish is to have my successor, I'm not quoting verbatim, but to have my successor installed after, or named after the next president is installed. And not that you do things for people necessarily, but it is the honorable thing to do. That is for sure. So, Twitter, AB Writes, phone line 347-857-4505. Let us know what you're thinking about anything, everything, particularly when it relates to the Supreme Court and Justice Ginsburg. Of course, you know, one of the things that Justice Ginsburg was famous for in her personal life was her love affair with her husband, Martin Ginsburg, who was a noted tax attorney, but also kind of backburned his own career in a way to move with her and promote her career. And if you saw that movie On the Basis of Sex, you saw their love affair that blossomed from the time they were at Cornell and went to Harvard Law School, and then she transferred to Columbia to follow him to work in New York. And after that, he kind of followed her around. And that's kind of a sweet thing. A couple of lawyers in love. Here's Jackson Brown for Beth on the Amy Beth Arkansas Show.
Thank you. Every little heartbreak.
Third Grade Show, Lawyers in Love, too. Jackson Brown, a send-up to Ruth Bader Ginsburg and her one true love, Marty, reunited today. Maybe Beth, or can we show that one for Beth? Thanks for chiming in, guys. Weigh in. Legacy, life, legacy of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the fight ahead, anything else on your mind, by all means, check in with us. Twitter is AB Writes. Phone line 347-857-4505, should you find yourself tagging along on the Sunday, September 20th ride. It's hard to believe, and it feels very autumnal in my neck of the woods that autumn is just around the corner. Officially Tuesday, I guess, right? And we also have the Facebook page and the PopNet chat box. More chiming in. The Ruth Bader Ginsburg legacy is one of integrity, passion, intelligence, and persistence. Let's keep it going. The fight that is in her honor, in her name, indeed. Patrick says, RBG notorious for brains and for compassion, persistence, and fighting the good fight. On we go. Mm-hmm. So much agree. Southern Sister Resister says on Twitter, I'm a member of the RBG Revolution. I do pledge to never vote for a Republican at any level of government for the remainder of my natural life. I further promise to fight every day, as did RBG, to achieve equality for all. Pass it on. Big names, and the question, of course, big promises, I should say. Who's it benefiting, this fight to fill the hallowed seat that Ruth Bader Ginsburg held for 27 years? Valerie says, based upon reports of Dems donating to campaigns in the immediate aftermath of RBG's death, I'd say the Democrats. Yeah, I guess so. A lot of people are mobilizing, using it as a force. But let's not get complacent. Let's move forward. I saw Michael Moore on MSNBC today talking about people galvanizing, getting together. And certainly he has some warning signs once again in Michigan about the ground campaign. It's not so hot for the Biden-Harris people, but hopefully that will change. Kamala Harris on Tuesday is headed to Flint and Detroit. Hopefully Joe will also arrive on the ground. Let's get it together. Moore, who lives in Michigan, or at least part of the time does, says they can't get yard signs, but they're just going to make their own. Do what you can, as they say. One good note I saw, AOC getting on Instagram to talk to her followers about uniting around Biden and saying, listen, you don't have to love Biden, you don't have to agree with everything he does, but it is about saving the country and getting rid of Trump, so we really all need to vote. And that's what we need. All the Bernie people, all the AOC people, the people on the, you know, the so-called progressive abstainers, to get off the freaking fence and do what you have to do, because it really is about saving the soul of this nation. It sounds hyperbolic, but when you look at what's going on and what Trump is doing already in the first 4 years, can you imagine how bad it's going to get if you give him another 4 years and he jokes about or talks about the idea of having 12 years? He wants to be president for life. It's crazy. It really is. So think about that. Put a plan together. Get your voting plans together. I know I am raring to go on the phones, working on trying to get voter turnout together. I'm going to get an absentee ballot. If it doesn't come in time, I'm voting at my local precinct. I don't care. We've got to get it done. And I'm in New York, so my vote is really, you know, inconsequential compared to you if you're in one of those wanted swing states. If you're in Michigan, if you're in Pennsylvania, if you're in Wisconsin, if you're in Arizona or Florida, please get a plan together and do it. Some folks are already voting early in Minnesota and Virginia, other places coming up this week. They have early voting already starting, and of course, as soon as you get your absentee ballot, send it in ASAP and get going. Get a plan together. That's important, and get involved if you possibly can. Carly says, McConnell doesn't care. It's all about power and cheating, and we all know about Trump. It's a cheating philosophy, and Bill Barr is right behind them. Mm-hmm. Indeed. The cheater. That's a not-so-forgotten 45 these days. For Mike, thanks for chiming in on the Amy Beth Dargui Show. It's Bob Jubin and the Inmate.
Look out for the cheetah. And empty promises, he's told us the terrifying truth. His herd immunity plan is to infect 7 out of 10 Americans with COVID. The Trump plan will kill at least 3 million people. In April, he admitted a herd immunity plan was deadly.
And if we did follow that approach, I think we might have 2 million people dead.
This week, he admitted it's his real plan.
With time, it goes many deaths. And you'll develop herd, like a herd mentality. It's going to be herd developed, and that's going to happen.
Say goodbye to your parents, your neighbors, your friends, because the Trump plan will kill millions in the next 4 years. People you love, people you care about, maybe even you.
The Lincoln Project is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Hard hand, and mama always had hope, and me and my sister.
Today American Lie, Sugarland on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, also the Trump Plan Exposed. Herd immunity, herd mentality. Does he even know what he's talking about? Whatever it is, it's dangerous. There's lots of lies in there, too. The Lincoln Project exposing them. Speaking of lies, the Knickerbockers for Shelby, and that one a special send up to Lindsey Graham, who lies and lies. The man, as I said, he is the sycophant. He's so far up Trump's you-know-what. It's crazy. I just hope Jamie Harrison, who's tied with him apparently in the polling, and you know I'm not crazy about polls, we'll see what happens. That would be a huge upset in very conservative South Carolina, but who the heck knows? If we have a blue tsunami, it could happen. The Cheater 2 from Bob Jupin. It is the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Quick shout-out for our Inspiration to Action Challenge success story today. It's Val in Duluth, Minnesota, says, thank you so much for getting me going on the challenge. Did it big time during quarantine, processing emotions, ideas, and getting my creative juices flowing with journaling, writing stories, painting, and doing home decor. My life has changed, as so many has, but thank you for giving me some tools to use. Hey, you're welcome, Val. Keep going, please, and please keep us posted. Inspiration to Action has helped you get reconnected with your inner artist and get motivated in new ways, creatively speaking. We'd love to give you a shout-out. You deserve it. You're also kind of giving folks a permission slip to wade into those creative waters. On the other hand, you need a little push in the right direction. Let's start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. The first one is always on me. Reach out via the website. Either way, it's Amy Beth Arkowitz, ARKAWY.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed. If you want that conversation, give me 2 to 3 weeks to connect because I'm getting kind of busy and doing some of my work in the voting trenches as well as I hope all folks are doing. Whatever you can do. I mean, you know, everybody has their own bandwidth and their own abilities and interests and time frame and everything else. I understand that, but we got to get serious, as they say. Getting serious about music, one of the great albums I have enjoyed the last few months is the new one from Jason Isbell and the 44 unit, is that the new unit? Whatever it is. I forget the name of his band behind him, but great album called Reunions, and this one is, they're all good, actually. I don't think there was a dud on them. This one's called Running With Our Eyes Closed. It's Jason Isbell and Company on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show.
boxes twist and turn, but now we stand to celebrate for all the world to see. With only one remaining thing to ask, will you marry me?
Trudy and Aurora rooted around and found that one with an assist from our pal Alec. It's an appropriate song indeed. Little known, but appropriate. And Jason Isbell on the 400 unit, I was right, from the album Reunions and Running With Our Eyes Closed. Well, I was right one of the times. I said 440, 400, and I got it okay. It happens. A lively exchange on the life, the legacy, and the fight ahead with RBG. Let's go one final time around the social media horn. On Facebook, Jim says, as far as who will be motivated by the fight over the seat on the Supreme Court, Dems or GOP? He says more than $100 million donated to Democratic candidates since the announcement of her death. So there is that motivation for sure. Who else? Allison says, when discussing SCOTUS nominee Amy Coney Barrett, who apparently is a frontrunner on the GOP side, will the media mention her ties to People of Praise? Members of that group swear a lifelong oath of loyalty. Women are excluded from highest leadership and are assigned a handmaid or mentor. Ouch. Deeply troubling when considering it's a lifetime SCOTUS term. Yeah, that SCOTUS term thing probably should be rethought. And, of course, one of the things that people talk about regarding the Supreme Court fight is possibly packing the courts and expanding the number of people should the Democrats win. I'm not sure if that's a good idea or not, but we'll see. The fight is on, and nothing should be off the table, so says Schumer and Pelosi. We hope that's true. Barb on Twitter says, as we mourn RBG, let's use her vision to inspire us to fight for democracy. Remember how bleak things were before she started her work? Her undaunted faith in our institutions led her to make huge strides in gender equity. Indeed, keep going. The fight is on. Make a plan. That's what I say. Make a plan to vote, to be involved, to do what you can. And to get all the fence sitters off that darn fence. There should be no more fence sitters, that's for sure. Thank you so much for joining us. Don't forget, all the shows are archived for podcast. Don't forget, you can follow the Amber Beth Arkowitz Show wherever you get your podcasts. Be able to listen to for select editions on the Arts Radio Network and PopNet. All roads lead back to our website, amybetharkowitz.com. And while you're at the website, you can check out my stories, the Liza Gordon Mystery. Some other goodies are there. There's a place to chime in with guest suggestions, Big Story and Forgotten 45 requests. And you can catch up with us via social media. Friend me on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Trudy, our producer Trudy Hart, is at Radio Trudy. I am at AB Writes. And there are links to the podcast, too. One-stop shopping. Thank you to the TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML at headquarters. Thank you. Please drive safe, play nice, dream big, and come back and see us on the Amy Beth Arkwee Show. We'll leave you in praise of the great Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, RBG, with a hallelujah from Leonard Cohen. Take care. I love you all. Make a plan to vote. Get in the trenches and wear that darn mask.
Now I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled.
I tried to touch. I've told the truth. I didn't come.